Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for our Sustainable Singapore segment that's written and produced by Rianne Lovell-Bolan. This week, there was a new Instagram record, and this is the record for fastest to 1 million followers.
But you'll be surprised as to who won this.
So, yeah. Previously on the top spot, if I remember correctly, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Very famous Hollywood actress, Friends and all that. So who's the new number one?
She has been knocked off the number one spot by 94-year-old naturalist Sir David Attenborough, the voice behind all of those beautiful documentaries about planet Earth. Yes.
Magnificent voice.
Yeah, and this is because for many years he's been highlighting the issue of climate change. And speaking of social media and saving our planet, that's exactly the road we're going to go down right now.
Okay. I see where you're going with this because you know, these days you have a lot of people taking pictures of food and then they upload it to social media.
Yeah. So jumping on this trend, vegan food and lifestyle review app A Billion Veg is allowing users to upload their photos and reviews about plant-based menu items and cruelty-free consumer products.
And I understand that it doesn't stop there, right? Because once a user has posted a review, A Billion Veg provides them with credits which can be converted into donations for animal and marine life welfare organizations. So food photos that drive change.
Yeah, it's great, nice, isn't it? Plus, they send these consumer reviews back to businesses, which then helps the businesses improve and then introduce more vegan options, and therefore the market grows even more.
It's like nano marketing or nano influencer in that sense.
Yeah, with a huge expansion rate too.
Yeah. So the social impact startup only launched officially back in 2018. But now, 2 years later, it's in 130 countries and counting.
Yeah. And earlier this month, A Billion Veg closed a pre-series A funding round that totaled $3 million.
Wow. On the line to tell us a little bit more is Vikas Garg, founder and CEO of A Billion Veg. Vikas, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot, and good morning, Manisha.
Hello.
It's nice to be on the show. Thank you.
Well, hello, my friend. We've spoken before and, with a lot of excitement. And I already know this about you, Vikas, that you had this finance career on Wall Street, right? You even worked for the US government for a bit.
Wow.
But then you turned your back on all of it and decided to found A Billion Veg. Why?
Well, you know, I felt like I started this career in finance when I was really young as a teenager. And for all of the reasons teenagers want to start businesses, you know, make money and whatnot. And it was my way of paying my way through college. And, you know, I just kind of ran with it. And I had a really successful career. I was very, very fortunate to work with a lot of really great people. And at some point, I just felt like, okay, I'm ready to, you know, start a business. And I think it was, I caught the, you know, the entrepreneurial bug when I moved to Singapore 6 years ago. And I worked for, you know, for a couple of entrepreneurs. And then finally, about 3 years back, I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I just kind of felt, I looked around the room and I felt like the world doesn't need another hedge fund manager. The world doesn't need another banker. And meanwhile, I had spent also my entire life, you know, focused on certain parts of my values and, you know, and you know, animals played a big role in that. My food culture played a big role in that and my upbringing. And so I really wanted to put that back into the business that I created.
Vikas, you, just like Jack Ma, started your business out of an apartment. And that's the thing about entrepreneurship, right? You fast forward a couple of years, impressive. You're now operating in 130 different countries. What do you think is the catalyst for that kind of growth? What makes people want to get on board A Billion Veg?
Well, thanks for the question, Elliot. As of this morning, it's 131 countries. We just got our first few people and sort of content and things being posted in Iran. So really didn't expect 2-3 years ago when I started this that we'd be, you know, we'd be finding people in Iran to join our movement. But it's really exciting. You know, look, I think that this idea of sustainability is a huge, huge mega trend. And I think in the last 20 years, when you think about sustainability, we generally think about things like fossil fuels, renewable energy, even water conservation. But these things have tended to be very high level things and ideas driven by policymakers, governments, these kinds of organizations. And the consumer hasn't really played as much of a role. We're starting to see that shift with, you know, with the rise of solar. But I think the one of the most fascinating things is, for me and the way that we're thinking about sustainability, we think that the next 20 years is really going to be defined by a consumer movement of people. And while, yes, you can, you know, you can decide what kind of car you're going to drive, and you can decide on kind of how many flights a year you're going to take with your family, or maybe zero now, but one of the things that we do, one of the defining ways that we can all be more sustainable is by looking at the thing that we do every single day, multiple times a day, and it's food. And food and the way that we eat takes up, you know, 50% of greenhouse gas emissions, for example, the entire food and agricultural system globally.
Yeah.
So there's a huge, huge opportunity for us to think about how we're going to be more sustainable. If you look at, you know, if you look at COVID, or if you look at, you know, going back 500 years, if you look at major viruses, right, that we have, you know, that humans have kind of, you know, have unfortunately been afflicted by, including COVID-19, a lot of that has come from the way that we kind of, the way that we behave with our surroundings, and particularly how we encroach on wildlife and animals. So there's a huge opportunity, and I think consumers around the world are really recognizing that, and there's a huge shift going on from places around the world, like United States, Canada, Israel, even here in Singapore. Really, really excited to have been building this business here, because there's just a huge movement around food.
Yeah.
And people are getting on the trend.
Can I jump in there, actually? You know, and of course, scientific studies are now looking into that relationship between, you know, our food habits and whether or not there are more viruses. So we'll just park that for a second. But I want to talk about the vegan community right here in Singapore. Is there a big community for it here?
There is a big emerging community. We're starting to see restaurants. We're starting to see a lot more restaurants offer dedicated vegan options. And I think that in terms of measuring consumer interest, that's one very good indicator. The difference today is that, you know, I think people are not necessarily committing. People like my wife, for example, won't commit to being 100% vegan, because frankly, she likes to, you know, she likes to have her fish or, you know, or something, a burger every now and then. But people are increasingly committed to reducing their meat consumption, right? Whether it's for their own personal health, or in the case like my brother, for example, who's been vegetarian his entire life, but he's finally made a commitment to reducing dairy consumption because he just feels much better when he doesn't consume dairy. So people are doing it for health reasons. People are doing it, you know, for other reasons. They're doing it for the environment, of course. So yes, there's definitely a huge consumer trend, and it's definitely younger people here in Singapore. We know, obviously, there's a huge contingent of sort of the Buddhist community as well that practices vegetarianism. And, you know, whether it's one day a week or all the time. So I think people are definitely becoming more conscious. And I think one indicator of that is the most engaged of all of those 131 countries. When we look at measuring engagement by our members on the app, Singapore is number one.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting metric.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, yes.
That's very active. Mm. And I just want to follow that up, because I know that you've recently struck a bit of a deal with Impossible Foods, right? And it's interesting because Impossible is this other brand, and we've spoken to them on this program as well. It's a brand that was set up solely for more sustainability in the food industry. And also, they've attacked the Asian market, where 40% of the world's meat is consumed.
Yes, we're very excited about partnering with them to introduce them. So to our deal with Impossible, our partnership for the next year or two is really to help them get their products into more businesses, into more restaurants around Singapore, and hopefully soon around the world. We have, to give you an example, right, our people on our platform review vegan dishes. So we're quite different that way. We're not like a restaurant review app or a brand review app. We really focus on the products. And the reason we focus on the individual products is because most restaurants, for example, in the restaurant industry, most restaurants may only have one vegetarian option or no vegan option. So we help people find the best options, and thereby creating, in a way, a meritocracy. So you can be a Japanese restaurant, you can be a steakhouse, you can be a vegan or vegetarian restaurant. It doesn't matter. You can be on our platform, and people can, you know, vote on whether you have a great vegan option. So Impossible quite likes that approach. I think it aligns really well with the way that they think about the world. And today we have, you know, vegan dishes. We have like 13,000 vegan dishes available on our app in Singapore alone, across about 3,500 restaurants.
Right.
So we're helping them get into all of those restaurants. And our idea is, you know, hey, if you've got a plant-based option on your menu, you should have an Impossible plant-based option on your menu, you know. And
okay.
Consumers are really waking up to that.
Okay. I've got two questions for you, Vikas. The first one's a really quick one. Generally, when you think about why people become vegetarian or vegan, it's usually, you know, religious, health, or the environment. Now, the environment being a reason was very low on the list. Is that number increasing, just very quickly?
Yes. So a lot of the surveys that are being taken amongst millennials and Gen Z, the number one reason, and, you know, the number one reason for the current generation is actually sustainability.
Right, right. Okay.
And followed by their personal health.
Okay. This is, I guess this is the millennials and how they have to have a cause, right? The second one, I'm really impressed with the kind of reach that A Billion Veg has and the kind of deals that you guys kind of sort of set up, especially with the Impossible deal that you have. But how exactly do you make money?
Good question.
Because, you know, because I understand you also have, you donate $1 to selected rescue partners. So there's a donation drive. There's a good cause going on as well. So how do you make money?
Yeah, so we are an early stage company. We're 3 years old, and our shareholders, our investors, have been very, very generous to us. Of course, they will not be generous forever. It doesn't work that way. And we have every intention of building a really scalable, financially sustainable business. And with deals like, you know, our partnership with Impossible and a lot of other, you know, partnerships that we've worked on, what we're doing is we're building a platform, which one day we want this platform, and we're working towards this platform becoming the leading marketplace, leading e-commerce brand for the whole global sustainability movement, right? Not just food, not just veganism, but everything that touches on sustainability. So there's a roadmap for that. There's a way that we get there. It starts with, you know, next year you're going to see, we already have about, you know, 3,000 businesses globally that have signed on as with business listings, with verified business listings. We're looking to expand that number next year to 10 to 20,000, as well as introducing like paid listings tiers and then advertising. We've already, you know, we've already started generating revenue from advertising. But longer term, the kind of marketplace that we want to build is one that engenders entrepreneurship and sustainability in the space. One of the key challenges that I've identified investing in a lot of companies in my career is that for a lot of people who have great ideas and for a lot of companies that, you know, even early on get started, the challenge is either, you know, getting funded for that great idea or for, you know, getting past their first 2-3 years. And so we're building a community of people around the world. And our bet is that that community is going to go on and support, financially support the next generation of, you know, of great brands in the space. So that's the kind of marketplace that we're, you know, we're seeking to create. We're very inspired by platforms like Kickstarter and Etsy, who've done similar things. And that's where our, that's our product journey over the next 3, 4, 5 years. But,
I just want to jump in there because speaking of products, and I'm sure other people have experienced this. And Elliot, have you experienced this where you pick up a shampoo or something and it says this is a vegan product on the label?
You know, I actually only buy organic shampoo and body wash now.
For health reasons,
yeah.
Right. And so more and more people are also thinking about sustainability and they look at these products and they want products that they know really fit that bill. If you are growing your community, you're also growing your database, right, Vikas?
Yes.
So this is the kind of information, let's say Unilever comes to you tomorrow and says, give us data, we want to know whether this is what customers are looking for. You can fill the gap.
I think you guys should do the talking for me next time you pitch to investors. I love your intro. we are already, so we have a huge data science effort here. And when I say huge, it's 2 people growing to hopefully 4 in the next 6 months.
That's the dream.
but you know, it's powerful and the data speaks for itself. So today, we have, you know, we have vegan dishes. We have like more than 100,000 vegan dishes reviewed at around 35,000 restaurants globally. But the real gold mine in terms of the data is that we have more than 80,000 individual consumer products across about 20,000 consumer products brands that have been reviewed by our members around the world. And that's a larger data set of sustainable consumer products than Amazon might have in North America. So that's very, very exciting. And what we do with that is really interesting. We are producing insights now for investment banks. We are producing insights and newsletters that the industry is reading. We're doing awards. So first ever kind of plant-based sustainability awards for consumer products brands, for food, packaged food brands. And, you know, it's starting to work. I mean, we saw, like, last month Ben & Jerry's mentioned us. Beyond Meat, just from, you know, Beyond Meat, which is sort of the largest kind of, you know, plant-based IPO last year. Beyond Meat is a $10 billion company. Beyond Meat posted about us. And so, you know, companies are getting really excited about winning these awards. And it's not us picking, it's our members, right? And the way that we're kind of packaging and crafting this data is very, very important. And you mentioned Unilever, you know, yes, we want to work with big companies like the Unilevers or even the Blackstones of the world, which took a big financial stake in Oatly. If you guys have had Oatly's oat milk, it's available here in Singapore. We want to work with companies like that, the incumbents, because they have the distribution channels and the factories and the ability to really make a dent when it comes to introducing more sustainable products in their portfolio.
Amazing. Vikas, we've got about 20 seconds to quickly wrap up. 131 countries now, but what was the initial target for the first 5 years of A Billion Veg? How many countries were you targeting for the first 5 years?
You know, over 100.
Oh, so you're a success already.
100. Yeah.
But, you know, look, I mean, I'll just to put that into context, the name speaks for itself. We want to mobilize a billion people to this movement. By the end of this year, we will be 1/2000th of the way there, which means that we'll be at 500,000 people on our movement around the world. So we have a long way to go.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck. We've been speaking with Vikas Gag, who is founder and CEO of A Billion Veg. Vikas, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks, Elliot, and thank you, Manisha.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.